Okay, I think we're in business. Good to Baruch, everybody. Our papers are here. I'm down. This morning's laning Parsha Shmos, after the whole back and forth with Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the burning bush, Moshe finally reluctantly accepts the mission which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is charging him to go to Mitzrayim. So he starts to head to Mitzrayim, and towards the end of Perek Dalad, in the first source, a very unusual event, very difficult to understand exactly what happened. The Torah records Perek Dalad, Pasuk Dalad, Vayhi Baderech Bamalon, okay, when they were on the way from Midian to Mitzrayim, Baderech Bamalon, in the inn or the hotel, it's a modern Hebrew Malone's also hotel, Vayif Kishayu Hashem, Vayivakesh Hamiso. Hashem met up with him and wanted to kill him. Who? Kill who and why? Very unclear. So Pasuk Chofei, Vatikach Tzipora, Moshe's wife Tzipora took some kind of a stone, a tzor, Vatichos is Arlas Benon. She performed the circumcision on the newly born baby, on the child, okay? Vatagel Aragel, Vatomaki Chasam Don Matoli, she kind of yelled, you almost caused my husband to die, right? And Vayirf Menu, Oz Amra Chasam Domim Lamulos, had to do with Bris Mila. That's also unclear. There's a lot of pronouns here, and it's unclear what happened, who's. So let's look first at Rashi in Source 2. Again, this is Perek Dalad, Psukim Chav Dalad to Chav Vav. So Rashi says, Vahi Moshe Baderech Bamalon, Moshe and the family, they were traveling from Midian to Mitzrayim, and they stayed overnight or somewhere in some sort of an inn. Vayvakesh Hamiso, he wanted to kill him. Who wanted to kill whom? So Rashi says, Hamalach Lamoshe. Actually, Baruch Hu wanted to send the Malach to kill Moshe. Why? Lefi Shalomal es Eliezer ben Orash, he says. But Moshe had two children who were identified early in the parsha, Gershom and Eliezer. Eliezer is the younger one. And apparently, Eliezer was due to have his bris, and Moshe did not perform the bris. Because he was negligent in this mitzvah, he was deserving somehow of misa. That's a question by itself, why he's deserving misa, but that's not for now. Tanya Amar B'yal Rashi says, though, we'll see it's a Gemara in the Darn, Chas Shalom, lo Nisrasho, Moshe, no, he was negligent, he made a mistake, but he wasn't negligent. Ela Amar, Amul Ve'etzel Aderech, Sakoni Latina God Shoshiyom. It was considered, it probably is still considered dangerous, but certainly in olden times, to travel with a newly circumcised baby. After all, a bris mila is, it's a surgical procedure. Yeah, it's surgery. So, we don't think of it that way necessarily, but it is a surgical procedure. And especially in those days, it was considered somewhat dangerous to travel, to move around when a baby is recovering for a couple of days, a few days. So therefore, Moshe said, if I'm going to do the bris mila before leaving, and apparently this child was just born, if I'm going to do this bris mila before returning to Mitzrayim, so it's a possible danger for the baby to travel. I have to wait. On the other hand, because Baruch Hu told me, I got to go right now to Mitzrayim, to redeem the Jews, Leich Shuv Mitzrayim. So therefore, he didn't give a bris to the son. So if that's all, that was his calculation. So Rashi said, but if that's the case, so what did he do wrong? Why was he punished almost with death? Because when he got to that inn, he first dealt with matters relating to checking into the hotel. You have to give your credit card, and you have to, leave a deposit in case you take something out of the fridge or whatever. So, he took care of all those arrangements first, instead of when he got to a destination, during the bris mila. Okay, that's how Rashi says. So Tzipora, his wife, saved the day. And she cut off the orla, the foreskin, and she threw it onto the ground in front of Moshe, she says. And she said about the baby, you are to look in the Rashi Ki Chasan and Pasuk Chofei. Atah Yisagorim, we also Chasan, so Nitzach Alecha, you, this little baby, almost caused my husband to be killed, And then the Malach left, or he withdrew, because the meal was done. So she said, again, Chasan Damar Amulos, Chasni Ayiz Nitzach Al Dvar Amilo. Okay, anyway, so it had to do with the bris mila. That's the story, very strange story. Huh? She apparently saw it also, and she again, a very, very mystifying episode. Now, Rashi said, actually, that it was Eliezer, the son, that had not been circumcised. Looking at Targum Yonason on this Pasuk Perek Dalad, of Shmos Pasuk Chav Dalad, it was actually not Eliezer, the baby, but the older son, Gershom, who had no bris, who hadn't yet had his bris. And so on and so forth. It says, "Boy, le miktalei min beglal Gershom berei to lo havi gozer." Gershom did not have a bris. Gershom was the older one. Why did he have a bris? So he just says at the end, the Targonison says, "The tenoi the asnu tarayon," because it was a deal that Moshe and Yisro had made. What is he talking about? So there's a medrash in Mechilta. You're bringing the source 5. Earlier in the Sedra, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says, "Vayoel Moshe." L'Hashem is Yisro. Moshe first took up residence in the home of Yisro. So the Torah, after he's, you know, he rescued the daughters who were being bothered by the other shepherds. So he rescued them, and they invited him in, and he ended up marrying Tzipor, right? By all, Moshe, L'Hashem is Yisro. Vayitain is Tzipor, Vital Moshe, Perek Beis, Pasuk Apalav. So there's a mechilta on the word Vayoel Moshe. Vayoel is a lashon sometimes of a shua, like we find shua ve'Allah. Allah, Aleph, Lamed, Hey, the Lashem, and Oh. So what happened here? So the Medrash tells us in Chilpul Rishmal, in Parshas Yisro, not in our Parsha, on the Pasuk of Eshnei Baneha, Masechet Amalek, it's called Parsha Aleph, and five, Shabashah, Shah, Moshe, Yisro, Tengli, Tzipor, Bitech, Lisho, when Moshe asked Tzipor, asked Yisro to let him marry his daughter Tzipor, he said, I'll make a deal. Okay, you, at that time, remember, Yisro was Kohen Midjan. He was an idolater. He was, he knew many other religions and ways of life and so on. He said, I'll let you, but on the condition, your first son is mine, meaning you have to raise him in accordance with my religion. It was a mixed marriage, right? It was an intermarriage. So the father, Yisro, said to Moshe, you want to marry my daughter? Okay, but the first child you're going to raise in my religion. And the second one you raise in your religion. That's it. Our first one was Gershom. And Moshe accepted it. And he made him what? Oh, no, but I think it's Beishio Latzkil, your first son. Okay. I think made him swear. And so that's Vayoel Moshe, as it says, Ain Allah El Eloshin Shua. So Moshe made this deal. But now, when he left the house of Yisrael, the implication is now Moshe is leaving, going back to Mitzrayim. He's no longer bound by this agreement, because now he's leaving. Apparently the agreement only was Kozman, they lived in the home of Yisro. So now he's leaving, he should have done the bris as well. The Balaturim brings it down in Parshas Yisro. When Tzipora returns, after Yitzis Mitzrayim, and Perk Yud Ches, which most, so from Beis Gimel Dal Yisro, Ha'ikach Yisro Chosein Moshe Tzipora Yisro Seh, Achar Shilach, Ha've Shnei Bonel, Asher Shem Echad Gershom, Kilmar Ger Yisro Eretz Nachuyo, V'Shem Echad Eliezer, Kilakev Yisro Beziva, Atelim Cherev Paros, so the Balaturim, over there in Yisro, Perk Yud Ches, Pasuk Gimel, comment, by Yisro, by Gershom, it says, Ki Omar, he named him Gershom Ki Omar, because he said the following, but Eliezer doesn't say Ki Omar, so he quotes this Medrash, the Balaturim, and the Mikros Gadol quotes this Medrash, the second line of seven, Kishanos, and Yisro, Bitol Moshe, Hutzra, had no choice. He was living as a foreigner in some other land. He had no choice but to abide by the rules that was being presented. Right? The first child would be in his religion. Okay, and therefore, he's the one who didn't have the bris until they came to that inn. The older child, Gershom. Okay, just an interesting story of Moshe's early life in the home of Yisro. Of course, later Yisro converts, quote unquote. But okay.
Between Ki Omar and Ki, because what
he said. All right, that's how he said it. Full disclosure, the Medrash Agadah, okay, says the other way. The Medrash Agadah in Shmos, in Perek Yuchas, Pasuk Gimel in Yisro, it says, Asher Shem Chav Gershom, Kach Hisne Yisri Moshe, Shimol Echad Mibonav, Ve'echad Yaneich Milimol. He didn't say which was first. So the Medrash Agadah doesn't have that the first one would be. He just agreed that one of them, whichever one. So the alone, ze Eliezer. So it's just an interesting question, and this is just a parshanut question, really. Which of the Moshe's children had not had the bris on time that's being referred to in the end of their in turn, Dalab Sukum Chata Chavei, Eliezer or Gershom? Okay, the Ibn Ezra, if you want to look at it, also explains the whole story.
Eliezer wouldn't be the first time
there's
somebody named Eliezer.
Okay, not the first. Well, the first one in the Torah. Okay. It says anyway. But this is that Ibn Ezra also says that the issue was if the child was sick and so on, so you have to delay, and the Moshe couldn't delay. And Ibn Ezra has a nice little summary of what took place. If you want to read it, the Gemara has it in Maseches Nedarim, Lamed Aleph Mad Beis, source 10, Lamed Aleph Mad Beis, going over to Lamed Beis Mad Aleph, Tanya, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Gedol Amila, Shekol Zchuyo, Shasa Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Amdolo, Kishin Yisrashu Ben Amila. All the merits that Moshe Rabbeinu had or would have in his, in his life would not stand up against his lack of whatever, or his, I don't say laziness, but his, whatever, his, his not for his negligence, I guess, in this mitzvah. Shenemar, and he quotes, the Gemara quotes our pasuk. However, Amar Rebbe, right, come back. Shem Hashem Kish Hamisol. Amar Rebbe Chassu Shalom. Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Nisrashu Namila. Elakach Amar, like Rashi quoted in our Sedra. Amar Beitzakana. We know from the story of Shechem, the 3 days they were aching, they were in pain. So it's dangerous for the first 3 days. On the other hand, I'll give the child a mila and I wait for 3 days. Of course, Baruch Hamalei Leif Shuv Mitzrayim. Or Mitzrayim, if Neimam Nerash, Nishon Nesok, Nisasek, Bamolon Tchila. Okay, and Rashi says in top of Lamed Beis and Aleph in the Dorm 11, Nishon Nesok, Nishon Nisasek, Bamolon Tchila, Charkap Amila, Baal Esas Mila Tchila. Now, you may wonder, why would he be, well, didn't he still have to travel? So Rashi says, no, but also Molon Samoch LeMitzrayim. That inn where they stayed was close enough to Mitzrayim that he could do the bris and still travel. Apparently, it's only a big journey. But at that point, most of the journey was over. They stayed overnight in this Malone, and they could have done it, right? So there wasn't a sakana, okay?
How did you get Moser for delaying the bris, but not Moser for agreeing, making the agreement?
Yes, yeah, it's a very interesting. Again, that agreement is two different passages, but that's a good question. But I do want to point out, Rashi says in the Darlan, based on the second half of Rashi 11, V'oso atino klo haya v'oso shra ela ben shmona yamim. That day, the baby, this is assuming it's Eliezer, not Gershom, anyway, so it's not paying attention to that deal at all. It says he was 8 days old at that time. In other words, this was the day of the bris. And according to that approach, what Moshe did was, not that he was postponing the bris past the eighth day, he just took care of some other things first, the hotel arrangements, and then he's going to do the bris later in the day. The baby was 8 days old, which indicates that it's not proper, even on the eighth day, to delay it. And that's what Moshe was punished for. Okay? Okay, then in the Dharma, you have the rod on the side of the page. And Lamed Alpha Beis, he says, that's why Shimon Levi waited for the third day, because that's a question. Does it mean on the third day or for 3 days? How long is the pain? So there's the third day more intense pain. That's what some want to learn. That's why Shimon Levi waited until the third day to attack Shem, or for some means all 3 days. Okay, whatever. Okay. And the Ran says on Lamed Beis on Aleph 13, the Masal Shinisasek, Shenemar Baderach Malon, the Masal Demiyad Shabomin Adarach Nisasek Malon, Baharla Lamo Tchila. Okay. And so he asked the same question. It wasn't in Mitzrayim yet. He was at this inn in between Mitzrayim and Midian and Mitzrayim. So it's short enough journey, it wouldn't have been a sakana. Okay, that's the story. Okay, now in the Pasuk, why is he called a chasan? It's a funny language, chasan domim. Okay, like we sometimes call a chasan Torah, chasan Bereish, not only a groom, right, or chasan bar mitzvah. So the Rosh says there in the Dara, put it as a side point, on the base of Aleph, there's a tinok shemachasnin also a mitzvah shona. That's his very first mitzvah, so that's like a chasan. Okay, now, the Maharet Chayes points out that, again, it's clear that it had to be that the time of the bris arrived. Because otherwise, what do you mean? How could Moshe have done the bris earlier? How could that even be a havam? You know, they should do the bris earlier. It's, you're not allowed to do a bris before the eighth day, right?
It doesn't count.
You have to do Atom Zan bris. That's he wonders about the Maharet Chayes there in the Dharma. Lamed Beis Malal, Du Masu Rashi. He says, Nir Ben Akvar, he's Orukulam. In Kain Eich Amru Kodam Lazer, Amru Veite Sakana Ulavad. Are you Login Lazman? How could Moshe Ben say, well, I better not do the meal now because I have to travel? What do you mean? Moshe Rashi said he was 8 days old on the day that they got to that inn. So before they wasn't 8 days old. Okay? So he says, no, because he wanted to do it anyway. He felt it was better. That's a question, Yerodeya, that if you do it early, you have a good reason, so the bris can count. Okay. But without going into the Maharet Chayes in that approach, and Moshe wanted to do it early, the implication is that it seems to be a problem delaying a bris even on the eighth day itself. So we know that the bris has to be the eighth day, because that says in the Torah, right, in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, Vayikra Perek Yubayz, the first three psukim, right, the Rosh Hashanah Mor, Dabrev Nitzel Mor, Isha Kisazir Eldo Zachar, etc., and Pasuk Gimel, Vayom Hashmini Yimo Bizar Lassos. There's no question, a bris must be on the eighth day, that's when the circumcision takes place, of Pasuk Chomish, Vayom Hashmini Yimo Bizar Lassos. Now, the Mishnah in Shabbos says, but what if the child's sick? Sometimes they have a situation where the baby's sick and they can't do the bris. So the Mishnah says, on Kuf Lamed Zayin of Aleph and Shabbos 17, Kotar Achola Ein Molon Oso Ad She'Yavri. The child is sick, so you can't do the bris in the eighth day, and you wait until the child is healthy. Now, without going into details now, there's sickness and a sickness. Depends on the type of sickness. Certain types of illness, you know, it's really the whole body and so on and so forth. So not only, you don't wait until, you have to wait until it gets medical clearance, but then you wait another 7 days, even after the doctor said. That's not true by jaundice and bilirubin, which is the most common problem today. That's not considered affecting the whole body, so therefore that's a temporary thing, and there you can do it right when the baby comes. Well, C-section is a different story. C-section of bristle would also be the 8th day, because the mother's recovering, that's for the baby. That's on Shabbos, that's the point, yeah. Okay, right. Now, so the Gemara says on that mission, Shabbos, Kuflam, Zanam, Aleph, continuing 17, the Gemara says, Amar Shul Chalas Tochama, meaning the baby had a fever, and now it went away. No, Silo Kol Shivel Avrosa. You don't write it, let's say the baby had a fever, so you would not do the bris. Forget jaundice and bilirubin. Baby had a fever, had something sick, so that happens. So if the baby has a fever, then the Gemara says you don't do the bris on the 8th day. But then, let's say 2 days later, the fever went down. Okay, the doctor said now the fever is gone. You still wait 7 days. So the Gemara adds, I'm not interested now in that issue other than what emerges from this Gemara. Ibailu, me be in on the 8th. Do you have to count 7 days? You know, let's say the doctor is occurrence at 10 a.m. Do you have to count from 10 a.m.? And Tokhidei that, the Gemara discusses, Tani Luda, the name of the person, he says, one opinion, Yom Havroso Kiyom Hivaldo. We don't count me 8th, meaning if the baby is born, that day that he's born is the first day, regardless of what time of day he's born. Okay? Right, that's not Meis. That's what Gemara says. Right. So the Gemara said we don't do Meis Leis, and the Gemara's one opinion. Gemara is for the recovery from an illness, you also don't have to do Meis Leis. And the Gemara concludes not the way. Again, I'm not interested in the illness case, but what emerges from this Gemara is very important. Okay, you can have two babies. Okay, let's say this time of year. So let's say a baby was born tonight at 6 o'clock. On Motzei Shabbos. So the bris is going to be next Sunday. It's already after dark. If another baby is born tomorrow afternoon, 4:30. Okay? It's also going to be next Sunday, even though they're almost 24 hours apart. Okay? But the first day, regardless of what time of day the baby is born, that's the beginning. That counts as the first day. And therefore, the 8th day is the 8th day. So it'll be next Sunday, even though they're far apart. Okay? We don't have to wait. And the 8th, meaning for the exact time, you have to look, oh, the baby was born at 2 in the morning, so you have to wait until 2 in the morning, you know, to left at 2 in the morning to do the bris. Not true.
Six is a different day, huh?
No, but 6, I'm saying 6 p.m. It's already after tonight. The 6 is Motzei Shabbos on Sunday. And tomorrow, again, baby was born tonight at 6 o'clock, after Shabbos is over. Six, whatever time it was, or 6:30. Okay. No, one was born, let's say, 6:30. We'll keep it safe. 6:30 tonight. Okay? The other baby is born 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. They're both going to have the bris on Sunday. Okay. Yeah, no. Okay, now. So I don't go into that problem right now. The Netziv writes in one place that we don't require Meis Leis by Bar Mitzvah, for example. The Netziv in the Kamdan Shultas quotes a lot of Rishonim who said that they do, and he said if more people would have seen the Shultas and so on, they would not have rushed so fast to say. Uh-huh. I don't go into that now. Anyway, so the bris has to be 8th day. It also has to be during the day. The Torah's Kohanim, the Sifra, and Parsha, says we have Parsha, Al-Parak, Al-Parak, and Osav 19, Bashmini Yachol, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. No, we take the pasuk literally. Back in 16, Perket Beis and Vayikra pasuk Gimel, Vayom Hashmini. It's got to be Vayom, not at night. Bris, we don't never do a bris at night. Okay. Tamalom Vayom, Vayom below Balayla. Now, Ein the Yelah Hanimo L'Shmona Shubayom. That pasuk is only talking about a kid who has a bris Mila Bismana. What if it was postponed? The bris is later, whatever. Then can you do it during the night? The Gemara says no. It's an extra vav. Uba, not the Gemara. The Sifra. It says also uvayom. So it's a reboot. So even if a bris is delayed for whatever the reason, we do not do it during the night, and we never do a bris. A bris is only during the day.
Okay. Well,
it's the 8th day of a child's life. Right?
Over
6, is that right? Right. Well, when it gets better, right. But also, but it's got to be during the day. That's the point. Or for whatever reason, it's been a shmosh, a suffix, with Shabbos Yontov, also always during the day. Okay. And the truth is, the Gemara says the same thing. A little, Yevamos Ayin Beis on the Beis 20. Eisur v'lezer v'yochanan ainly elam nimol shmin nishenim elo yom minayin l'arosat tisha l'asar l'achadasar shemasar v'babies get the bris 9th day, 10th day, 11th day, 12th day. Okay, so it also says tamalom ubayom ubayom. Okay, and Rashi there in Yevamos Ayin Beis on the Beis talks about how could a bris be the 9th day, 10th day, 11th day, 12th day. So it's right based on that. Rashi points to the Mishnah and says, well, the baby was born Friday night. My son is Robin. He just had that question when was Balabatim and then Washington Heights. The baby was born right after Shkia. It was between Ben Hashmashas on Friday night. So you only do a bris milah on Shabbos if Shabbos is the right time, if Shabbos is the eighth day. But since it's a suffix, maybe the baby was born Friday, so you can't do the bris on Friday because that might only be the seventh day. On the other hand, you can't do the bris on Shabbos because maybe that's the ninth day, so you have to push the bris off the Sunday. I remember a case when Yeshiva, the guy had twins, okay, on Friday afternoon. Okay, and one baby was born by the Shmoneses, the second baby was born 4 or 5 minutes later. It was definitely after dark. The second baby had the bris on Shabbos, and the first. Wow. So I remember saying he had twins, he still had to make two brises. One on Shabbos, one on Sunday. Anyway, it comes up once in a while. All right, that's the case there. Now, okay, during the day, how do we define day? All right, so the Mishnah Megillah, on Daf Chof Amud Aleph 22, says, Mishnah ain karnes ha-Megillah. That's why it's in the Sefer Megillah. You don't read the Megillah, the daytime reading the Megillah, and also the Lomala, you don't give a bris, and a whole bunch of other things, ad shetonei tzachama, until sunrise. Okay, the bris has to, by the way, this time of year, there's very no gear. Sunrise is about 7:15, 7:20. Okay, you're not supposed to do a bris before sunrise. Okay? The kulon, shasim islam, no shachar kosher. But if you did it earlier than sunrise, as long as after dawn, which is X number of minutes before, then it's kosher. Why do we wait till sunrise? Rashi there says, really, Achatanet Anaitachama 23, Rashi, she ate him in Suffolk Lila, because that's a question, what exactly does dawn mean? You know, you've been up and watched sunrise, so first you see a few rays of light, and the whole horizon gets lightened, and what exactly is the moment of dawn? When the sun rises, you know for sure it's day. So therefore, we wait till sunrise. But the Eved, okay, Rashi says in 23, really, day is after the dawn. But we don't know of expertise, so we wait until the sun rises. Okay, so it's got to be after sunrise, and the Gemara explains why. On the Chof Amud Aleph 24, okay, so it's got to be on the day, any particular time of day. So right now, we don't see anything indicating as long as it's on the eighth day. However, so that's what we see now. That's the next passage. Okay, the Pasuk says back in the Chumash, early in the Chumash, in Bereishis, Parakaf Beis, Pasuk Gimel, by that Kedah, it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, and Rashi described there in Parash Vayir, and Chumash says in 26, Vayashkem Nizdareis LeMitzvah. He was enthusiastic. He wanted to do the mitzvah the first available opportunity. That's called Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvah. Somebody who has enthusiasm and excitement about mitzvahs wants to do a mitzvah at the earliest opportunity. And therefore, going back now to 27, that's not talking about bris, that was the Akedah. But the Sifra there in Parshas Tazria, 27, continuing, in Parshas Al Perak Al Vizim, Oz Gimel, Ubayom, Ubayom Hashmini, Melamed Shekolayom Kosher Lemila. Technically, any time during the day, the eighth day, the meal is valid. It can be 9 in the morning, it can be 3 in the afternoon. As long as you don't want to wait till sunset, okay? As our Gabbai said this morning, you missed the cutoff point. Okay, but if you'll any time during the day. However, Ella says the Sifra Shazrizin Makdim LeMitzvahs in general. Shenema VaAshmar Rabavokeh VaAchavishes Hamarok. The Medrash in Taras Kanim says that really all day is okay. Any time during the eighth day. We're not talking now about a bris after the eighth day. We're talking about a regular bris on the eighth day. So we wait until the eighth day, and we should do it in the morning. Same thing the Gemara says in Pesachim, Dalad Amin Aleph 28, Tixiv, Uvayom Hashmini Yemo B'sar Aloso, V'tanya Kol Ayom Kulo Kasher Lemila, El Shazrizin Magdim LeMitzvahs, Shema V'Hashmar B'Boker. Same thing in Yuma, Chav Ches Mabeiz, V'tanya, Uvayom Hashmini Yemo B'sar Aloso, Melamed Shekol Ayom Kasher Lemila, Shazrizin Magdim LeMitzvahs, Shema V'Hashmar B'Boker, etc. So, Bris Mila, looks like it's true, we'll see. Looks like it's true for everything, but the Gemara specifically applies the Mila. Hold the thought. Now, you look in the Poskim, the Rambam, Hilchus Mila Parak Alav Alacha Ches 30. Ein Malin LaOlam Ela Bayom Achar Alosa Shemesh. You don't do a bris until the day after the sun has risen. Bein Ba Mashmini Shavizmana Bein Shalom Izmana. If you do it, whether it's a bris, timely bris on the eighth day, or it's a delayed bris, Shumachi, ninth day and on, always during the day. Shenemar Bayom Hashmini Bayom Vela Balayla. But as the Mishnah Gemara said, Malos Mishalom Ura Shachar. If you did it after sunrise, after dawn, the evidence is okay. And the Rambam here quotes, "Kol ayom kosher lemila, all day is good for mila." Af al pichein mitzvah lahakdim betchilas hayom shezvizim makdim lemitzvah. But then the Rambam says he doesn't say it about all the other mitzvahs, but he does say it here. Okay, Shulchan Aruch also says it. Yeridaya tzimreish samach beis sif aleph. 31. I don't think he says it by every mitzvah. I didn't search everything, but we'll see. We'll see. Okay, I make a suggestion. Ain malan atchatana techama biyomashir leledoso. Same thing it says in Shulchan Aruch. Herodeus and Reish Tamach Beis. Follow. Ain malan atchatana. I mean, it's a general rule. The reason I'm doing this, right? But to hear the Rambam bothers to tell us. Same thing in the Shulchan Aruch. Ain malan. Let's see. Atchatana techama biyomashir leledoso. And Mishal Mashar Yotza, fine. The Kolayom Koshelamila, also his reason, my Kilimitzah, is a Malami Adba Boker, but I feel a Mila Shalom is Mana, Eina Elabayom. Okay, if you have a Mila Shalom is Mana, you also do it during the day, and again, should try and do it as early as possible. Why we wait for sunrise? So again, the Taz Paskins of Kotnalat, Hatam Shaoz Yotza Vada Misofek Laila, and so on. Okay, we don't have any doubt anymore that it's daytime. It's got to be clearly Mishal Shubbir Yom Below Laila. All right, and by the way, you know, if you haven't joined this issue, I've had this with my son's eldest child. My son Yaakov's oldest child was born. So the bris was supposed to be, I think it was a Monday, and he had a high ability. I joined this. So, but then on Tuesday, the late morning, he had an appointment with the doctor. And the doctor said it was okay. So we right away, we called it quickly. We did the bris after a couple hours later. I remember it was in the, I still remember because, if you don't remember, they were learning, so we had it while you were in the Beis Shmaya, Dav Mincha 2:30. We had it right after Mincha, because we got the clearance on Dach, we had it right away. So we notified everybody who could make it, fine. But they were learning, my son was learning the Kol at that time, so they were learning Perek Avelezer D'Mila. They were learning about this. So my son was learning the Kol, so he went to Meshach to ask Rishus to have the Bris, because after Mincha is Kol time, you know. So so he said, the way he posed it was, you know, we're learning about the Mila. Can we have some, like, audiovisual aids to go through some of the stuff we'll learn? We can show the guys what's going on. So Rishachta, of course, agreed. Then he asked, then as a sideman, he asked who the Mola is. So I told him it was Rabbi Katzenstein Elabrocha, the elder Rabbi Katzenstein. The older Rabbi Katzenstein Elabrocha was the Mola. So Rishachta said, the time will save saying Tachanan at Mincha. That'll take the first one who lose any time from the Seder in the afternoon because it was so fast. It'll leave it out. You know. Anyway, the kids, that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the question now is, well, if we have this instance or this idea of doing a bris milah at the earliest available opportunity, so one second, we do that, but we do daven first. We do daven shachris first. So that's an interesting question, but something I want to talk about. The Maram Shik has a tshuva, 33, Shal Zuz Maram Shik, Chelek Or Chaim Sun Reish Pei Zayim. Okay? So he basically says, because there's two real dinim, that ultimately, the milah is a mitzvah by itself. If, in other words, if you don't do the milah on the eighth day, I'm saying outside, you still have to do the milah. The mitzvah is still in effect. You'll lose something, but you know, if you delay it to the ninth day. But we don't say it, the mitzvah disappears. Okay, when it comes to davening, okay, if you miss davening, miss Kriya Shema, they're done for that day. I mean, that's all right, Tashulman, but it's a weaker level.
So,
that Maram Shik says that the Guf HaMitzvah Nisheres, the law of ours, when it comes to Bris Milah, the fundamental mitzvah is still in place. I mean, even after the eighth day, all right, you're must doing it at the right time, but the mitzvah doesn't disappear. So that's why he says, that's what he says. The Aruch HaShulchan, in that simon Yerodei, Reish Tamav Beis, if Tez, he says, V'ein l'smoa dekev l'zimak nimitz l'lama lo yimolo kodem ha'tfilah. I mean, you could just easily do bris milah before, you know, call, why don't we? He says, Ze'yev shechada d'tfilah mitzah tadiris, the old rule, right? The tadir, right? The davening is more frequent than bris milah, right? So the tadir comes first. Not only that, but yesh pa'har be'mitzah, tzitzis, a tfilin, a kriyashma, a lot of things wrapped in one, okay? And he also says you're supposed to do a suda, and you can't do the suda till you daven. So that's a suggestion that Aruch HaShulchan gives, okay, while we wait for... But he does say at the end, if a kol klaris palu, if they davened already, just the moel didn't daven yet, or the sandik, he said, well, then do the bris first, and do the bris now. Don't hold the tzibur. The tshuva is divrei malkiel. Malkiel Tenenbaum was a Litvish... Posek, okay. Chelik in the late 1800s, I think so. Chelik Aleph Simon Yud Zayin. I remember Rav Asher Weiss once commented that in the Chassidish world they're familiar more with who the Poskim were than who the Rosh Hashivas were. In the Litvish world they're more familiar with who the Rosh Hashivas were. Yom Chaim, and the Divrei Malkiel was an important Posek. Anyway, so Chelik Aleph Simon Yud Zayin. he talks about the fact that it was in Psukim, that by bris it says Bayom Hashmini, but by davening, it's certainly by the carbon, it says Boker. So Boker is earlier than Yom. And it's Boker implied, so you have to daven first. Okay. With Musa, right. So that's what he quotes. Okay. Anyway, so our practice is we daven first, that's for sure. The Shari Tshuva in Archaim's and Reish Pevov, he caught in 8:36. But he says, because he talks about what happens to Musa. We Taka don't do the bris right after the Shabbos, we don't do the bris after Shachris. We Taka away from Musa also. Right? If there's a Shabbos bris, we daven Shachris and Musa, we don't do the bris after. So he talks about that also. Okay, and he says that, we'll get to that at the end. That's good. So we'll talk to, don't we? You know, yeah, we'll get to that. Okay, but just along these lines, okay, it's very interesting. We usually don't daven until Netzach Hama either, right? We don't say Shemoneh Esrei until sunrise, as a general rule. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch, though, in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Aruch Chaim Siman Nun Ches, Siman Gimel, 37, says, Mishu Onus. If you don't show mashkim, will taste the derech, and it's dangerous, and so on, it won't be able to have kavana, and so on, can daven earlier than Netzach Hama. You could already say Kriya Shema, second line, Yochol Likrosim Bechosem Mishalam Rav Shachar. Okay, that's also already called Uvkumecha. So if it's Shas Hachak, an emergency circumstance, you can actually daven earlier than sunrise, much earlier. Okay, it's Tom Krishna. Krishna and Dava. That is Smith's Gula too. We say both. So, but then he's, and the Magen Avraham adds, and the Mishnah in Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Rusi Kot and Beis, he says, for example, if somebody is to be buried or there's a Mila. So apparently, the Poskim are saying, if there's a Mila, it's okay to daven earlier than the normal. Okay, in order to do the bris even earlier, I'm not sure we pass it that way. We got it to Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah. They're in Siman Nun Ches, right?
But he's saying that
look what he says. He says you can. Okay, Yochol Likroso Mishalom Roshachar. He allows it. I'm saying you have to, but I'm saying they took Zvizos by Bris Mila very seriously, is what I'm pointing out. Even to the point of davening and saying Kriya Shema earlier than you otherwise would. That's considered enough of an onus or enough of a reason to make
it.
That's possible. You have to. It's a good order. What I'd like to look at now, though, is the following interesting question. And this comes up today. What if you want to delay the Bris? Okay, because relatives have to come from here and someone's coming there, so you want to do the Bris 10 in the morning. Okay, we're not going to do it right at the davening. Is that allowed? Is there any problem with delaying the bris in order for a company or whatever it is for people to get there? And there'll be more people present, especially Sunday, so we'll make the bris 10 o'clock. More people can come. So we do have a concept, and that's the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yadalad, Pasuk Chav Ches 40, Berovam Hadras Melech, right? As Rashi says there in Mishlei 41, Berovam Shatzibur Zakoim Hadras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're a bigger tzibur, so it's more glory to God. The more people are witnessing and participating in this mitzvah. So it's true, from the point of view of Zrizus, you should do the mitzvah earlier. Yes, so that's the question. That's the question. So what wins out? What wins out? On the one hand, let's see. So what's going to win out? Is Zrizus going to win out, or is Merovam going to win out? That's really the question, right? So it's interesting. There is a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Lamed Beis 42. Ha'over lifne ateva biyomtiv shor Rosh Hashanah hasheni maschia. When do we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? With the second chazan. We call that Musaf, right? The second chazan, Musaf. We blow shofar in conjunction with Musaf. We blow it before, right before the Shemoneh Esrei and during the Shemoneh Esrei, right? Either both the silent or just repetition, but it's Musaf. Okay, not in Shachris. Why not? We don't do it. We do it in Musaf. However, when it comes to Hallel, the Mishnah says, Shas Hallel, Harishon Makris Hallel. We say Hallel as part of Shachris. On days, not on Rosh Hashanah, there's no Hallel, but I mean on Yontif. We say Hallel as part of Shachris. So the question is, why is that? Right? Why is, as she says, right, this Musaf is Kiyah Shofar, and Shachris, Hallel is Shachris. So the Gemara asks that question, Lamed Beis Lamed Beis 44. My Shna, Sheni Maskiyah, Mishum de Merovam, Hadras Melech, that's why. Okay, in other words, we wait on Rosh Hashanah because there are more people there later on. It's time for Musa, there'll be more people around. Merovam, Hadras Melech. Somewhere asks, so Yahachi Halal Nami, so to do Halal also. Let's wait for Halal till after Musa, there'll be more people there in Shul too. So the Gemara says, no, because Elamaisha Halal, the Rishon Mishum, Zvizim, Magdim Levitzis. Because you want to do it the earliest available to us. The Gemara says, okay, then Tkiya Nami. It's the same thing. Why are we splitting? That's the Gemara. Where it says, you're right, Okay? There was a time of a Shas HaShmad, who, as Rashi explains in 45, Shas HaShmad Shonu, Lama Bezim Bezim HaShonu, Oivim Gozer Shalo Yisku, the enemies of Jews tried to block them from doing the mitzvah to Kiyush Shofar, and they would have people watching, you know, for the first few hours of the day. By the end of the day, or by the end of davening is so long already, they left, right? So they're free to blow Shofar, nobody noticed. Okay, so therefore, they moved to Kiyush Shofar to Musaf. Okay, now, keep that going in the back of your head. There's a famous machlokas, famous case. The Radvaz brings it up, it's the first one to bring it up, in his Chuvas in 46. And our question is, what wins out, right? Rov Am? You see, the Gemara there goes back and forth. On the one hand, it pays to do the Kiyush Shofar later because Rov Am. On the other hand, there's Zvizos, right? So which wins? It's a struggle, right? So the Radvaz is an interesting Chuvah. Chelek Dalet Simen Yud Gimel. Overall, it's Chuvah Elef Pei Zayin. So he writes Shela, it's a famous Chuvah. Ruvein Haya Chavosh Beveis HaSurim. Certain Jew was in prison. Okay? Below Haya Yochol Lotzeis Lispala Basar, but that's not a mitzvah. He couldn't join a minion and do mitzvahs with Tzibur. He couldn't. He was in prison. But he begged the jailer, the officer, whatever, to let him go one day out of the year to get released, house arrest to be released, to be able to go to minion and so on. He has to send the guard with him, make sure he comes back. And they agreed. So the question is, what day should he pick? That's the question. So the first thing, Tshuva, in Ra'isi, first he said that Adif Yom HaKippurim. Pick Yom Kippur, he'll go to Shul on Yom Kippur. V'charkach, others suggested, no, not Yom Kippur, but Purim. Yom Kippur, Purim. Okay, why? Because of Mikra Megillah, Persumei Nisa, which preferably have a minion. And so, Tzof Yom Kippur, you can daven the davening, but not a minion. And it's nice to have a minion, but okay, you can do. But Purim, perhaps, according to one, if you can't have Megillah without a minion, and Persumei Nisa is bigger than a minion. Right, so that's the case. At the end, the Radvaz says, you know what day you should go out? The first day you can make it out. Don't go tomorrow morning, go tomorrow. Right? Yes. So there's kind of a link, which is not necessarily a valid link, but whatever. That's the Radvaz. He says, it seems to me, and he mentions, Masharoy Lismo Golovu Daran, Kamalan, three lines at the bottom, the Ein Mavir Nala Mitzis, the Echolog, the Kal Hilchach, a Mitzah Rishona, Shetoval Yado, Shev Shalos Sosu, Chavjer Sosrim, the first Mitzah that presents itself that he can't do in prison, he should do and go out and do it. That's what he says. Okay? The Chacham Tzvi disagrees. The Chacham Tzvi was an Ashkenazi, but he was named Tzvi Ashkenazi, but he was part of the community, so he was called the Chacham Tzvi. So he quotes this tshuva from the Radvaz. His tshuva is a Simon Kuf Vav, the Chacham Tzvi, and he quotes the case, and he says that he's not so sure that it's correct. Okay, Shahakshah, there's Kashas, and so on. And he says, Ein Elavadai Delor Amrina Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs Elavishneim Shavos. Okay, when you're talking about putting aside one mitzvah to do another, yeah, if they're all on an equal plane. But if there's something else that's more important, then never mind Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, okay? And he says that, the mitzvah achas, she'em sh'asos ayom, shalom and amuchor, v'kli'ed. You have a mitzvah that I could do today, not in the best way, but l'machor min amuchor, and tomorrow I could do it in a better way. He says, if I have a mitzvah I could do today in a kosher, but it's not the best, and if I wait till tomorrow I can do it in the same mitzvah, an even better way, I should wait until tomorrow. Okay? And he says, I think now, again, there's a lot of, I spoke with this once years ago, and I know Rosh Hashanah says it, talks about it in one of the Svarim, how do we reconcile all these things? Ein Marvin al-Mitzvahs, Zrizin Makdim al-Mitzvahs, Shiru Mitzvahs, Lo Mashina, and Chaviva Mitzvah, B'Shaita. Where do we apply what? It's an interesting question. But for our purposes now, we're going to say, perhaps in the Machlokas Achronim, the Radvaz seems to be saying, you know, whatever mitzvah comes your way, do that first. And the Chacham Tzvi says, no, if you can do it better, a different way, forget about whether Yom Kippur or Jay is going to go out, but I can do the mitzvah better another way, I should do that. So some point out, there's a Sefer, yeah, we'll get that. So the Sefer Chassidim, in 49, Tav Ayin Ches, quotes a Pasuk in Tilim. It's in Tamni Ape, it's Perkuf Yotes, Pasuk Samech, Chashti, V'lo Yismamati, Lishmar Mitosecha. I hasten, I didn't delay to fulfill your mitzvahs. So the Sefer Sin writes in the Furish, it's in Tav Ayin Ches, Ksiv Chasos, etc., Lo ya'akev odem es ha-mitzvah b'avur zeh she'omar Torah zeh keliv anvei who stole levim l'chon ha-mitzvah. For the sake of hider mitzvah, right, lulav noah, talis noah, etc., etc., don't delay the mitzvah. If you don't have a talis, Okay, and you need to do the mitzvah. So buy a talis, even though next week I could get a nicer talis. Doesn't matter. He says, right? Kevin sheishol talis amtiyad sheyavol talis yofer. No, yikne miyad, even though it's not as beautiful. Or the city doesn't have a sefer Torah, so they have a scribe there, but another scribe writes nicer. So we'll wait till he's finished with the project he's working on now. Don't delay it. Says sefer Mitzvah. Yeah. Okay.
So, so
let's see. Let's see. So
11 o'clock.
The minute. Let's see. It'll maybe different. But anyway, that's the that that's the sefer Chassidim. It also looks like that from a different sifra, okay, in Vayikra, the beginning, and it's called Divur Dechol Parsha, the beginning of Perek Yutes Os Aleph. Okay. Let's say a person. You know, so we have a song called the Carbon Olav Yored, and what you bring as a carbon depends how, on how much money you have. So let's say. I can't even afford the turtle dove, the pigeons, the birds. He brings what's called Asiwas Aifa, just the flower. Okay? So, but let's say this guy is expecting, he's bring a carbon. He's expecting any day now, you know, his uncle passed away, he's supposed to inherit, they're waiting for the will to be executed, whatever it is. You know, he's going to check, so let him wait. You know, I won't do the mitzvah till later. In a month from now, I'm going to have a lot more money. I'll be able to bring a better carbon. So the Medrash, the Sefer there says, no, Yud Omer Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita, Shemiyad Umeva says, Ein Mamtinlo Asher Yashir. We have a Kaspo Seer who's going to bring an animal. We don't say that. Similarly, in the Shulchan Aruch, we have a din, okay, in Orachayim Sin Chofei Siv Aleph, that it's proper to put your talus on first, tzitzis first, and then tzillin. It's called Malam HaKodesh. And that's the proper way to do it. However, there are more ads in the second line. Is our Chaim from Chofei Tivav? Maybe tefillin mizumon biyado ve'enol tzitzis. Let's say the guy has tefillin, but his talis, someone borrowed his talis and hasn't brought it back to shul yet. He doesn't have a talis. He has tefillin now. Ein tzarach lahamtin al tzitzis. You don't have to wait to fulfill this hiddur of putting your talis on and then your tefillin of malan bakodesh. No, all he has now is tefillin. Put on the tefillin now and forget about it. That's what the Mogen Avraham explains. He's got beis, quotes the Gemara. Called Shihu Mitzvah Mashinan, okay? Af al pi, Sheyeshol Sheyaseh, Yeshomar Sheyaseh, Charka Chamitzah Yosem and Amuvchor. Even if I wait till later, the talis comes, I'm able to do it in the right order, put the talis on, and then the tulin, and then Malam Bakodesh, that's warm and Amuvchor. Nevertheless, no, sir, Chavim Mitzvah Shaita, do it now. The Brika Yosef brings a raya, let's do it in the Shitas. The Brika Yosef quotes the Chidor, the raya, the Brika Yosef, from the Chidor, I mean, quotes, he is the Chidor. He quotes from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and in Archaim Simon Alex, he quotes in Zion. That Gemara Rosh Hashanah, let's go back to it. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, really, you should blow shofar for at Musaf because Rov Am. The Gemara says, no, because you see from Hallel, it goes Zvizim Magdimin. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it was a time of Shmad. The implication, says the Chidor, that it wouldn't have been a time of Shmad, then we tackle would have blown shofar in Shacharis, even though it would have foregone the possibility of Rovam. So the Chidor says, you see from that Gemara that Zvizim Magdimin wins out. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. He said, Zvizim wins out, right? I have to look at the last words of the Brick Yosef. Horeso Adas, the Maskip Kifa, time of the Zvizim Magdimin. Because the Gemara said it was only because of a Shas HaShmad that we delay the Tekiah Shofar to Musaf. Not because of any more people. It wouldn't have been a Shas HaShmad. We wouldn't have done it. So he brings the Raya from there. Okay, similarly, he says it somewhere else. Okay? Not relevant too often, once every 20 years, but in Arachayim, some Reish Chof Tassiv Beis, talks about the Birkas HaChamo. Right, well, when we had a third about 10 years ago, 12 years ago? Okay, I forgot already. But Haroah, 2009 was it? Anyway, whatever it was. Haroah Chama v'tkufasa, u'michavchas u'chavchash, every 28 years, okay? So you make the bracha also Masa Bereshah. So the Chidor there, and his other sefer, Masvik Bracha, or Chaim Sin Roshkov Tassiv Zion, it's called Zion. He says that, you know, we got to get people together, we had a whole thing in the park and so on. But he does say, but if you see it right away, then do it right away. Never mind, Rovam. Yeah. Yeah, do it by Chidus, yeah. And as the Wazir mentioned, the Chayodim, we mentioned this in the past, the Chayodim, Chalak Aleph Klal Samaches, which if you have nothing to do one time, read Klal Samaches and Chayodim. Even if you have nothing to do, it's Kedai. It's very Kedai. He gives you principles of mitzvahs. Okay, it's a very beautiful simon in the Chayodim, Samaches. He just goes through, take a few moments, not that long, okay, he goes to just famous, important principles of observance of mitzvahs. So it's above. He writes Zvizim Akdim Limitzes, Dovah Shemitzos V'yom Yachdim Aboka Lasoso, like by Ashma Aboka, and if it's night, you do it early tonight, and so on. Okay, Afilo Im Yantim Azayasim Rovam, V'kol Moko Mutov Liyos Min HaZvizim Akdim. However, none of them agrees with that.
The Shuma says that.
Yeah.
Further on, that if you can do the mitzvah in front of you better by doing it later, and you should
Well, I didn't see it. I forgot. He said that. Maybe right. I want to close that. Okay. But others disagree. I don't say both. Okay. Well, it does because we showed them say both times. The Tumas Hadeshin. That's what it looks like, yeah. Robam.
There are issues, yeah. Too. I think this Shabbashli has to do it on time, or I'll do it a little later.
That's another issue, correct. That's also true. Yeah, because Mitzvah is Meshucha. That's what he did. Yeah. The Tumas Hadeshin in Tzim Lamed Hey was talking about Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana. Okay, Kiddush Levana you can do after 3 days. Sure, it's Levana. But the general meaning is to what? Wait till Motzei Shabbos. We usually wait till Motzei Shabbos. When everybody's together, nicely dressed, in a good mood, and so on and so forth. So that he asked this question, Haroa, or was asked, Haroa Levana b'chidusha me'achol, or me'as himself, v'omer namtin avarach al chidusha ad Motzei Shabbos, yafei mosan lo. Is this practice to wait for Kiddush Levana till Motzei Shabbos? Let's say the first available day was Wednesday night, or Tuesday night, whatever. Should you wait till Motzei Shabbos or not? So Shemus Hadeshin says, depends. If by waiting till Motzei Shabbos, you're delaying and it's going to be near the end of the time, okay, you're going to miss the cutoff point, meaning, and it's cloudy, and if you're afraid to wait Motzei Shabbos the last night, if you miss Motzei Shabbos, that's it, don't wait. Okay, then don't wait. But if it's early in the month, there's still plenty of time, then he says you should do it, okay, because it's better to, okay, it's better to, what's that? So I don't know if that now. He says, I'm not sure. Well, no, it's Rovam. It's reason to indicate to do it early. He's saying the Rovam wins. Okay, yeah. He's saying the Rovam seems to win. Unless you're running the risk of losing them altogether. Right. It doesn't win if you're risk losing it altogether. Right. Now. Right. Now, the Shus Yaakov, let me go back to the Shus Yaakov and Simon Chelakar of Simon Lamadov Yaakov, one of the early Yachonim, talks about this question. It was Sukkis. Okay, and a guy had an esrog and a lulav. Okay, a guy had a lulav and esrog, but it wasn't the nicest lulav and esrog. It was kosher, obviously. But and he knows that later on his son-in-law is coming, you know, from New York, and he's going to bring him a mubu. So should he do the lulav and esrog? You know, the same question, right? Should he do? Well, what should he wait or not? Right? He wants to wait an hour or two. Shavilo esrog mahudari. He wants to bring a more mahudari esrog. Okay. So what should he wait or not? So again, he discussed this issue with Zvizan Makdimin, okay? And his conclusion, he quotes the thing about the tefillin, you know, and so on. On the other hand, he says we can make distinctions within mitzvahs.
Wait, the first thing?
And let's assume it's the raisa, okay? But anyway, the point being that he says at the end that it's okay to wait if you can do the yesh and mehuda, not that long, right? Don't wait too long, but you can wait. It doesn't give exact time, okay? So he says that you're not losing the mitzvah because you're going to get a more mehudadik esrog. He says, therefore, yosei yesh lahamtin al mitzvah namukhar. You should wait. It doesn't say how long, but he also says you should wait. It's interesting. The Chassam Sofer has an interesting einfall, and he says maybe that was going on here with Moshe Rabbeinu to come full circle. What is going on with Moshe Rabbeinu? What is it? Chassam Sofer in two places: Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis, his parish of Dibravas for Isi Dover Nifla, and in the Dharma Lamed Aleph Beis in that suga Emol Veeshem. Because the Rambam tells us, Aloch is by Bris Milah, Rambam is in Perek Beis, Aloch Aloch. About Kol Malin, you can use any sharp instrument for Milah. There's no requirement to use metal or stone or whatever, anything that's sharp, glass, whatever you want can cut. However, right, he says, V'kol ma'filu b'tzur, v'shus, v'chol dover shekoreis, anything which will cut properly. Lo yom v'kum shekonem ne'asakonem. Like from a branch or a root, you know, that may be very sharp. Some leaves are very sharp, but that's already dangerous, not so sturdy and so on. But if it's not dangerous, use it. You can use it. But, the Rambam says, mitzvah namuchor lomu b'barzel. The mitzvah namuchor is to use metal. That's what we do, right? Bein b'sakin, bein mitzrayim, I'm not going to call you so b'sakin. We use a knife. Okay, not only metal, but a knife. That's our practice. So some sofer says, maybe that's going on here with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was traveling. It was now the eighth day. And he did not have any metal instrument with him while he was traveling. So he figured, let me delay the bris. I'm going to go get a metal, again, not past the 8th day. I'll go get a metal thing to be able to do a mitzvah and a mubchar. Okay, what did it say by Tzipora? About Tikach Tzipora Tzor. She took a stone. Okay, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu thought, the mitzvah and a mubchar, I'll do it a little bit later. I'll forego this Jesus. Right? And she, and then once she saw the malach come, she goes, never mind Jesus. Okay, never mind the mitzvah and a mubchar. We're going to do it right now. That's what he says maybe was the going on here. Interesting. Okay. Now there are so bottom line is really it's not really right to postpone a bris, but emerges from all this, it's not really right to postpone a bris. However, if it's gonna be more people, so then that may be totally in that machlokas. Now Maram Shik does qualify in his Tshuvas and Chelek Ardeis from Shin Pei Vav in 62, he said, so there'll be more people by the meal, that you don't delay. And so there'll be more people by the Suda, that he's not ready to allow delaying. He says, you're not going to delay a bris, just there'll be more people by the Suda. The Suda's a mitzvah, but, that far he doesn't want to go. However, there's an interesting question. What if you want to have a minion at the bris? Does a bris need a minion? What if I'm delaying? Forget about that, I can have 100 guests from coming from all over. But I'll make sure there's a minion at the bris. So it's interesting, there's a Sefer Iter, the Bala Iter, in Hilchos Mil Shar Gimel, Lachnun Gimel Kalam Beis, 63, Vishadar of Tzemach Gon. Okay, one of the Gonim. Hecha Deleka Le'itza Demol V'gavet Etofet Le'inuka M'varach HaLamila. Even if nobody's there, there's just a woman can do a bris, that's an emergency here, that's for a different discussion on that, and someone holds it, right, that's a Gemara discussion on the Zohar. Okay, you make Hamila. And then it says, look at this, at the end there, the Hecha the Efsher Basara Ovid, Hecha the Efsher Bapachos Nasara. If you can't, then you can do less than 10. Apparently, though, there is a hider, quote-unquote, to have a minion. And the Pirkei Avos and Pirkei Tes says, why? Because Kol Eidus Neman Yisrael Basara, we always said minion, and it was always advisable, if possible. Medrash Tilim says it, and Mizrach Tzadik Beis, Shocher Tov, okay, we always try and have a minion. So, that means a public.
What are the other examples?
He doesn't really give other examples. We know about Kiddush Hashem and other things, but it's not really minion, but it's a preference to have a minion. That's what comes out.
Where do we say okay? Preference
to
have a minion?
So, I'm not sure. Okay, now the Or Zeruah says that's the Mokka, right? Eidus, Prismil is Basara. It's a public, not Eidus, the Mokka, two Eidus. This is Or Zeruah, Chelik Beis, and some Kuzayan, and Osi Beis, the Maharil. Gives a different reason, okay? It's because we want it public that this father, right? He says, Ya'idu Eidu Asar Al-Av, Sheikhlis Bobri, Brisa Shalav Ramavino. The Ramoah gives a different reason. There is some public aspect to this. Okay, the Ramoah says in the Dark Emotion, in Yoredes and Reis Tamachalav, Reis Tamachay, Sivkot Nalav, he says, you know, afterwards we say, Hodol Hashem Kitov, Kilom Chasdo. Okay, and that's responsive, right? You know, the moment God makes a holy man, everyone answers, Hold Hashem Kitov, Kilam Chasdo, and everyone answers, Hold Hashem Kitov, Kilam Chasdo, right? That's responsive. Responsive is always a minion. Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Kaddish, you know, I bet you. Yes, and a Hanami, but preferably, even Hala, perhaps to have a minion. Okay, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, and Simon Reis, Samachai, Sivov, Hecha, the Efshar of Dino, Middle Mesorah. So the Minchas Yitzchak from the Charedis in Shalom, Dan Weiss, Chelek Ches, Simon Tzadi, Haimutor Lidchos Mila Lachar Chatzos Bishu Minyan Olo. Can you push it off for a minion? Can you push it off to a minion? So he kind of goes back and forth and says, well, you really shouldn't push it off because it says if you don't have a minion, you'll do it, and Zrizos is important. However, he says, if it's a little bit of a delay, okay, a little bit of delay, and you want to make sure we have a minion, and we don't do it for a Suda, like we explained before, we quote that Ram Shik, to have a minion by the Suda, that we wouldn't do. But Nira Halios Minim Shas Milan is Gadla Mitzvah Day. It makes the Mitzvah greater, and then he quotes those. He said, therefore, you should, at the end of the first paragraph, Bezek Kedai Lahamtin, Ava Bevada Yeshlis Ameis, Shiuchalaz Minyan Mamuktam Avshari. You should try your best to do it as early as possible. You're stuck. Okay, for a minion, he's willing to allow it. It works out in the Lashon Rav Tzemach going. What I wanted just to point out, to wrap up, there is a pasuk. The Gemara has quotes a pasuk in Parshas Vayera, not by the Akedah, but by the first bris that was done on the eighth day, when Avram did Yitzchak, right? Vayomal Avram is Yitzchak b'no, ben Shmonas Yomin, kasher tziva o selokim. That's the pasuk in Vayera, Perek Chaf Aleph Bereishis pasuk Dalet. So the Gemara in Kiddushim, on Chav Tesim Abay, says, Tana Rabbanan, Av Chayav Lamula, Av Chayav Lamula. One of the obligations that a father has to his child is a bris mila. Okay? Minolon, how do we know? The Tziv Vayom Al Avram is Yitzchak Minol. The father's obligation. From the Pasuk in Tazri, you just say, someone has to give it. How do you know it's the father? Vayom Al Avram is Yitzchak Minol. The Gemara says, Ashikhan Miyad, as Rashi says in 70, Lavram Nemarke. Okay, so Avram had to do it. Ladoros Minolon, who said that's a din Ladoros? The famous Tana the Rebbe Shmuel, Kol Mokom Shenemar Tzav. Whenever we find the verb Tzav, and here it says Kasher Tziva Oselukim, Eino Elo Zeros Miyad Uladoros. Okay, means zeros. It's a lotion of zeros to do it quickly, as Rashi says, with enthusiasm, with alacrity. Eino Elo Shen Zeros Shem Moher Vizarzo Benoig Miyad Benoig Ladoros. So it's interesting. Oh yes, from Zrizos and Ladoros. Now, the Pnei Yoshua wonders, one second, we don't need to learn Zrizos by Bris Milah from here, because that's the general rule of Zrizos by Pnei Mitzvahs, from the Akedah. So he understands the Pnei Yoshua there in Kiddushin, Chof Tashana, Dimas Ashkechon. Okay, he says really what the Gemara means is it teaches you either Zrizos or Ladoros, whichever you need the drasha for, okay, Ladoros. But the Torah Tamima, okay, wonders, Torah Tamima, and that posuk in Bereishis, Parakavala posuk, okay, V'dasha kosma posuk dina zeros b'mila eina megufi kardina l'rak hider mitzvah, I go, it's mitzvah zrizus, okay, it's tzorachian, because what do we need this extra Joshua? He leaves, he doesn't like the Peneshul's answer, he doesn't quote it, he says it's tzorachian. So I would like to suggest, and as the Torah Tamima is hinting at, okay, that maybe by Mila there's a special Indian of Zrizos, above and beyond the regular Zrizin Magdimin that applies to Lulu. Well, that maybe that's why he mentioned it. I'm saying, why should there be such a special din? That's what I'm saying. Why does the Gemara quote a different drasha? Because in addition to the regular Zrizin Magdimin mitzvah that applies by all mitzvahs in the Torah, there's also an extra din of Zrizos by Mila Dafka. Okay, you look at the Meiri on a Sugin Yuma Chav Chesamayz, he talks about Zrizos by Mila. It says, Kol Yom Kosher Mila Shanema, etc. Umikol Mokom, Royal Zrizim Lahakdim Bo B'Shachris, Shalo Yira O Yeira Kimisrasho Bo Mitzar Chem Lo So Al Habein. No one should think that this father is nervous, he doesn't want to do the bris because he has mercy on the poor little baby, you know. But rather, Velechos B'Darke Ovos, right? We want to follow our Ovos and our tradition. In other words, by Mila, there's a special Indian to do the bris at the earliest available opportunity besides the regular Din Zrizos and Magdimin. And it's a very interesting, and a Sefer HaMichtam, and that's off from Sochem Dal and Olive, says, Afo Pishkam Koshon, Nogu Kol Yisrael, Lahashkin V'Lomo B'Zrizos. Everybody. That's the minig in the world. Most of the places we do a bris at the earliest point. The Rosh HaShulchan mentions, I thought, a very fascinating diuk. The Rosh HaShulchan in Tzim Reisham Beisiv Ches says, we know Shalom Chachomim, Mishra Kolam Kosher Mitzvahs, but Zvizim Akdimim, good. But he points out, you know, the next daf in Megillah, Chofim and Beis, there's a famous Mishnah that lists off and says all the daytime mitzvahs can be done anytime during the day, or the nighttime mitzvahs anytime during the night. The Mishnah gives an example. All the daytime mitzvahs, Lulav, and Halel, and Shofar, and all these mitzvahs. Says the Rosh HaShulchan, conspicuously absent from that list is Mila. Mila is not mentioned in that Mishnah as one of the things. So he says maybe it's caused, and I'm sampling a little bit, but maybe it's en chanami, you can do the Mila all day. But because by Mila is a special din of Zrizos, the Mishnah didn't want to mention Mila, because really, it's true, you could do it all day, but the kapeda to do it early is not just the regular Zrizos like the Mitzvahs, but this extra layer. That's what I'm saying. Okay?
Wait till after sunrise, but
the
damage before sunrise.
Well, that's before. That does mention me. Yeah, the previous. So, that's Rosh Hashanah's deal, and I think that it's interesting. And look what he writes at the end, because he writes. He says, of a meal, and why is meal so important? He says, look at the third line. Good to God to see inside. We'll wrap up in a moment. El Shabishari mitzvahs ain't paid the kol kach in the achermat, after bevadai mitzvah lahatim. The other mitzvahs, it's better to do it earlier, but it's not the end of the world. Avo b'mila, shochosem bris kodesh, uvazen nichnas the kedusha, yesh kpei de golos gedolos shola achra, v'lachain gam bebraisel otani hachzuz v'atim rak l'mila. The yesh, and that whole braisa talks about the akedah, only mentions mila as the example. The yesh tonal l'tzaveach al minag zmanena, we should scream against the minig nowadays, and many people from Achrin Hamila, Kama Shals Biyom, Mipnei Shtusim, for foolish reasons. Shalom Bo Kol Akruim, not all the invited guests come. He says, Shtusim Kaela. The Yesh Mekom was from Achrin Arachar Chatzos Hayom. Some people wait even until after midday, who have owned Plila. It's a terrible Amir. So Rosh HaShulchan really, I mean, you think he's excited about this. I mean, really, doesn't mean any words. He says, should not, I don't want to hear, oh, they're waiting for this one to come and that one to come. Let them come on time and do the Mila. Okay, and that's it. So he really is excited about it. Radio Sefer is a tshuva written while he was yet in Egypt. And apparently there too, this is in Chelek Beis of Yobia Omer, Yoredeus in Yod Ches 79. Nishalti Odos Mashenogu, Pomisham Lo Samila Achar Tzorayim, Ad Samuch Leis Erev. They would do it late in the afternoon. Okay? Bigdei, Shiuchlu Kroveim, Umakirem, Listate, more people can come, Listate, Sefer, Mila, Minagzeh. That's something different, yes. But even there, you have to have the Sud at night. The question is, may hope you should still do the bris in the morning, you know. But it's a pain, that's what he's saying. It's a people there, they're not going to come back, and so on. So that's part of this issue. Okay, now he quotes the Dayan of Vilna, Shlomo Vilna, Binyan Shlomo, in Sivkot and Gimel. He says there's a limit schus that people wait and so on, even though they do away with Zrizus, because of Rovab. I, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, I'm saying it outside because it's late. I, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, what the Chidor says proves that, no, he says that maybe that was different. And if you don't know, who says there are going to be more people there later, you know, by Musaf? Maybe the, you know, the blue shofar and Shachris, it won't come in Shachris, you know, like, so he says it's a suffix. Anyway, and he quotes other in the Har Mitzrayim. Sorry, of course, I've had the same quote, Sardis Shaposkim, that I'm not really familiar with, but he says that the Tzvizian Makdimi doesn't like it, and he says we should not delay. Certainly, we should not delay until after Chatzos, that's for sure. Okay, and look at the end. Zos Torah Sa'ola, She'ein Lahashos Mitzvah Mila Achar Hesha, for sure not until after, don't delay until after midday. It looks like Mila B'zuya Olav. Okay, it looks like the Bismila is, you know, you don't care about it. Rav Sternbach and Chus on Hagas Chelik Beis and Tov Peches also says should you wait until later there'll be a bigger tzibur, and he also says not to wait. Okay, but he does mention it's okay to wait some point. Okay, and there is an Indian to have a rov am, and he quotes from an Arzurua with the Lyle asked before about Rosh Hashanah. Okay, and he also quotes the look at the last three lines of 80 quotes in the Chazon Ish. Kach shkeit shamati b'shaito kishashalor aparno arbeno Chazon Ish in lahakti lomo somach l'neit heish yesh lahak which you rove am k'minig Yisrael. The minig Yisrael, we do wait. Not too long, we try and wait till there are more people there. The Arzurua was asking about the following question. Rosh Hashanah. Okay, when should you blow, when should you have a bris that lands on Rosh Hashanah? So that's what the Arzurua deals with in Sim Reish Hei, Chelei Beis and Reish Hein Hei, and the post on the back. So he says, not Yom Kippur, but Rosh Hashanah. So he says, well, you know, we should do the bris right before Tkiyah Shofar. Why? Because it's Zechor Bris Avraham, Akedas Yitzchak. Bris Avraham is the bris, Akedas Yitzchak is Shofar. We have other things, okay, connecting Shofar to Mili. There's various different things you can take a look. But at the end, he gives us what he thinks is the right reason. He says, the problem is no. The problem is we're going to wait till after Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. That's going to be after Chatzos, very likely. Right? On a regular Shabbos Yom Tov, okay, even if the long davening is there, but davening is 11:30, quarter 12, you know, it's still before Chatzos, you know, even if the davening schleps a little bit. But Rosh Hashanah, when it's a very long davening, it's very likely it's going to be after Chatzos under ordinary circumstances. And that's why we don't wait. Because really, you should make every effort not to wait till after Chatzos. That's what the Shus Yaakov also writes in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed. Again, he has all these reasons we mentioned, but again, don't delay till after Chatzos, that's for sure. Because Chetshuva points out that the Chazan shouldn't schlep either. Okay? So, raise some of Beis of your Ardeas of Cotton Beis. Yesh Limchos Chazonim, Shemarichim, Meshabbos Yontif, Kesheish Mila. There's a Mila quite quick in the davening. Don't schlep out the davening because you want to do the bris mila. What is more, why is Chatzos such an important cutoff point? Okay, so I don't know, I'm a riot, but I saw in a sefer and I thought it's interesting. Tosus and Psachim, Beis and Aleph. Chor Boker quotes Rabbi Natan, Ad Chatzi Hayom Nikra Boker. The whole morning, it's called morning. So maybe that's a unit of time. So to delay within the morning from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, so there at least it's still Zrizus. When does Zrizus expire? The first minute, the first half hour, the first 2 hours, when does Zrizus expire? So according to this, the unit of time of Boker, that's when Zrizus expires in Chatzos. You really should not wait till after Chatzos except in emergency circumstances. Nonetheless, I still think the more widespread meaning is we do it as early as we possibly can after davening. Yeah.
Probably the more common question is, what if you can't get the mola you want?
Right. So actually, there were tshuvas about it also. I don't know, I didn't mention, but I saw, you know, if you have a, you know, the some of these poskim in these tshuvas I mentioned, I didn't say, you know, if you have a mola who's not so good, and you want to wait for a mola who's better, then you can wait for the mola who's better. But if you have a mola who is good, then I just like this guy better, that's questionable, you know. But in a chanami, sometimes in Yerushalayim, you know, they have a mole that does this, 20 brises, they drive around, so you have to wait. I've been to brises later in the morning. You know, I have a cousin, he's not in this world anymore, one of the mole in Yerushalayim had a bunch of kids, did all the brises for him for nothing. Why? Because there was one snowstorm in Yerushalayim, and this cousin of mine grew up in Pittsburgh, and Bella knows what I was, and he was used to driving in snowy weather, you know, in Yerushalayim. So he drove them all around Yerushalayim. He was okay driving in the snow. You know, so therefore, he said he went by the coast of 20 Brisson, you know, the mole comes in, out, you know, crook. Right, he was more familiar with driving in, you know, those kinds of conditions. But anyway, the idea is to try and do the visit at the earliest possible time. It's not really right to delay, and so not to delay too long. verified.
People always do something.